In Moscow today, Russian Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin held talks with the head of Russian security, Alexander Lebed, about the future of the Republic of Chechnya and whether it is to remain in the Russian Federation. Reports say they discussed proposals put to Mr. Lebed by the rebel leadership in Chechnya, including the possibility of a referendum on independence. The BBC's Angus Roxborough reports from Moscow.
Mr. Lebed and Mr. Chernomyrdin are reported to have discussed the draft text of a political agreement between Russia and Chechnya. Details have not been made public, but with a ceasefire more or less holding and joint Russian-Chechen patrols already being set up in Grozny, it's generally agreed that the question of independence for the Republic now has to be addressed. Mr. Lebed is believed to favour offering the Chechens a referendum on their relations with Russia at some point. But since the Russian constitution at present rules out the secession of any republic, he says he wants all the legal technicalities to be ironed out. He also wants to have the Kremlin's full endorsement before putting pen to paper, to avoid being accused of striking unacceptable deals with the separatists. Mr. Lebed was hoping to meet the president as well as the prime minister, but Mr. Yeltsin today left Moscow for the start of what could be a long summer vacation at an official residence 90 kilometres from Moscow. A spokesman said he did not rule out the possibility that Mr. Yeltsin might meet state officials during his vacation, but his absence leaves something of a power vacuum in Moscow, which could complicate Mr. Lebed's efforts to hammer out a peace settlement in Chechnya. The Russian military, meanwhile, put its losses in the past 3 weeks of fighting at more than 450. Civilian losses may be even higher, and few of the 200,000 people who fled Grozny have so far dared to go back, despite the ceasefire.
The BBC's Angus Roxborough in Moscow.